It was 2 months ago that Federal Chief Information Officer Vivek Kundra first floated the idea of having federal workers bring their own technology to work.
What if the government moved towards a model where we would give every employee a subsidy of $2,000 or whatever the right number is, and disintermediated the centralized IT department?
The idea being that at the rate government buys IT, employees have access to better technology at home than they do at work. Ryan Dickover, the deputy CIO for Information Assurance at the U.S. Naval Facilities Engineering Command, says that's certainly been his experience.
I think I sort of lived a little bit through this paradigm shift. I remember when a geek that I am couldn't wait to go to work because that's where all the hot machines were and all the great stuff. And now I don't like going to work. All that stuff is at home.
Today, in the same venue where Kundra spoke in March, NFC, a Bethesda breakfast forum, Dickover and other members of a panel moderated by Federal News Radio's Francis Rose said they're not really grappling with whether their agencies will allow their employees to access government networks from personal devices. Rather, the question is how to do it securely. Jerry Davis, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Information Security at the Department of Veterans Affairs, says we're rapidly moving into an era where data doesn't care what device it's on.
I think it's happening a lot faster than we thought it would happen. Initially, the security folks were like, absolutely not. You can't put anything on a network that we didn't give to you. It just doesn't work that way anymore. So we have to be more open. On the security side, we're learning how to deal with it through management of the network better. And allowing people to bring those things in.
And Dickover says, as an employer, the federal government shouldn't put itself in the position of telling its employees that they can't use technology the way the rest of the world does.
And I do see that the trend towards clouding and geotagging and Foursquare on your cell phone, and here I am every day, and let's all meet up for this project that we're working on at Starbucks tomorrow. That is the intern generation's way of doing business, and I don't think that we ought to stifle that. But I don't have the answer yet, I don't think, on cracking that code completely.
With mobile devices in particular, chief information security officers, CISOs, on the panel said security is a challenge that will only grow as more and more pieces of malicious computer code are written specifically to target and exploit mobile operating systems like Apple's iOS and Google's Android. And James Quinn, the deputy CISO for enterprise services at the Homeland Security Department, says for now, there aren't many ways to test the security posture of those mobile devices and the apps they're running.
It's either trust Apple that everything that's in their store has been inspected and their certificate means something, or you have a scanner that can validate that that applet is valid. Because even if we go to a sandboxing technology or virtualization, whether it be on the device like good technology or virtual like a Citrix solution in the back end, that's only going to take you so far. Mm-hmm. And you're still relying on the fact that the host is trustworthy. But the operating systems are changing too fast, and now the applets are pretty intrusive.
Indeed, in the past 2 years, there have been more than a half dozen new versions of Android released. Between all the different flavors of iOS, more than twice that number of versions of Apple's operating system have entered the marketplace. But the challenges for agencies are not entirely about security, per se. In the Justice Department, for example, there are questions about rules of evidence and procedure for civil and criminal court cases. If, for instance, an assistant U.S. attorney or an FBI agent were to use a personal device for government business, Holly Ridgway is the deputy assistant. So at DOJ.
Will we have to sandbox government, separate it out, and then would it hold up in court, you know, because it's on the device? We've had many cases now of people sending government email from their personal account and it was open to e-discovery. Now, a lot of government employees don't even think about that.
And she says the number one item that gets reported lost or stolen to her office, unsurprisingly, is department-issued BlackBerries. For those, her office can simply send a command to those devices so that they remotely wipe themselves clean of any data. She says it's unclear how they'd handle that with untold numbers of devices from multiple different vendors floating around.
Do we move that off into the cloud and let a cloud, you know, provider handle that for us? Can they handle all the different devices and I don't have to worry about what devices, what, and then what kind of information can I get back into my infrastructure? Because if I have someone else managing it in the cloud, I'm still responsible if something happens as the deputy CISO.
She says DOJ's been trying to talk with private sector companies who've had good experience with letting employees bring their own devices to work to try to learn some best practices. And the Navy's Ryan Dickover says DOD has let people use their own devices to access government computer systems under the terms of an agreement with the department.
Some of the rules and policy, at least in the world of the Defense Department, suggest if you're on a personal machine and something bleeds over from where you ought not to be, that machine is now the property of Uncle Sam, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of folks who quickly are prone to sign the policy document that grants that authority don't necessarily take on board the significance of that fine print.
Dickover says the Navy's been experimenting with issuing bootable Linux CDs, which run a secure DoD environment and leave the operating system on the employee's hard drive intact and walled off. With any of the solutions agencies are pondering, though, DHS's Quinn says they're all realizing that the days when government employees only worked on secured, standard-issue hardware from a centralized IT organization are approaching an end.
I think one of the telling things is that the group that I'm in is actually called the Risk Management Division. And I think that's a cognition that security is no longer a on-off switch. Security is a slide bar that you have to interpret what you can do within the situation.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.